let's talk about the arsonists and the looters, all right? Because they saying that it's a lot of arsonists and people that are setting these fires, and also on top of that, not only the people that set the fires that started this in the first place, but there's also people that are out there setting fires in real time. I was looking at it on different social media platforms. I'll try to share it with you guys. Let's get into it.
One of the big concerns is arson that we've been talking about, and there are reports that the fire that we saw burning tonight in West Hills in Calabasas was started by a potential arsonist. Our colleague, also from KTVU, is there tonight talking about what he's seeing on the ground and what we've learned in terms of a potential crime scene now.
Zach Sauce, are you there? Can you hear us?
Okay.
Good. I'm white.
Oh, we hear him. Zach, are you there?
So what it... Yep.
Okay, great.
Yeah, I'm at the corner of Arcos and Galindo in the community of Woodland Hills. It is here that we understand a bizarre set of circumstances occurred around 4:30. It is our understanding that police have made an arrest of a suspected arsonist here in the community of Woodland Hills, a source in the police department telling us that this suspect may be tied to the starting potentially the Kenneth fire. So around 4:30, we are told by several neighbors here that there was a man riding around on his bicycle with a large blowtorch, apparently attempting to set numerous old Christmas trees on fire, garbage cans with wood debris on fire. He was riding around, and some neighbors that were just being very alert about this, certainly concerned seeing all of the fires in the community, they knew that something was not right here. As he started to ride away, neighbors started to follow him. He eventually made his way up here to this intersection, and that is where a number of neighbors stepped in. Take a listen.
I had been sent a video by my daughter-in-law, who lives on the first floor, that an arrest was being made with a guy driving on a bicycle with a blowtorch. I didn't see this, but somebody across the street tracked down this guy through the neighborhood.
What y'all got going on over there in L.A.? Y'all riding around with blowtorches? Y'all in California with blowtorches on a bicycle? Y'all got blowtorches on a bicycle? Seriously?
But he was riding.
Somebody said that he's illegal. Y'all gonna have to confirm that before I make that statement. Y'all saying that he's illegal? Listen, let me tell you something. If we find out that illegal migrants set this fire, heads got to roll. Heads got to roll. If we find out that it's some illegal migrants over in Los Angeles and these sanctuary cities that's over here setting fires, heads going to have to roll. We calling for jobs and we calling for jail time for these politicians. That's real talk. No way. No, impossible. Impossible. Y'all got to be pulling my chain. Y'all said it isn't illegal? Nah, I don't believe that. Here, come on. Bring it on over here. That's popping. Let me taste a little bit more, make sure it's good. Make sure it's all right. Well, let me taste a little bit more. Let me just see if it tastes real good. Because I didn't really get the full amount. Mm. Yeah, that's hidden. That's popping. That's that good stuff. You cooking today. What time is dinner?
Around and either tackled him and my daughter-in-law called the police, or somebody called the police, called 911, and they sent loads of cop cars out.
How did your friend intervene?
Apparently, he saw him walking.
You gotta be kidding me.
A couple
me,
of his neighbors did as well. They called the cops right away. Suspicious-looking guy. They all came out of their house. They told him to stay right there. You know, held them down.
Somebody email me the video of the illegal. AntonDaniels413@gmail.com. I know you said that you sent it to me last night. I don't want to chase it. I just want it at the top of my inbox so I could, you know, real time show it to you guys. Somebody send me the video of the illegal migrant that they arrested that y'all saying that started the fire, all right?
Stuff like that.
They detained him.
Yeah, they detained him. That's what I heard.
So you guys, I understand you zip tied him? Is that?
Yeah.
This gentleman, I understand he seemed sort of agitated. Can you describe that?
I mean, it seemed like maybe he was on something or something. He was very like, I can't stop, I can't stop. I'm not putting this down, I'm doing this. And very focused on moving forward with the blowtorch. And we're like, we can't be doing that right now.
If Trump finds this out, it's going to be hell to pay. If Trump finds this out, it's gonna be hell to pay. Listen to look at what I seen. But this is in addition to them catching this guy. Check this out.
We're at 302 Pico, and people are lighting fires now. You can see they lit a fire. These guys, not all the people there, but some of those guys lit that fire, and
these guys are.
They're actually the trees caught fire, and then the palms are catching fire. So civilians are now lighting fires down in the so-called, you know, flats around Santa Monica, Venice. So be safe out there. Fire department's been dispatched. We don't have enough water to put this thing out. But
the citizens, in addition to the illegals, y'all telling me, are out here lighting fires. So y'all just burning down y'all whole city now, huh? Shout out to your car. Let me pull up this video real quick. See what y'all got going on to me. Y'all said it's an illegal. Let me pull it up. I got to see it for myself. This is why we do what we do on the Million and Morning Show. We can do this in real time.
In the field with KTLA's Rick Chambers, who is live in Calabasas with details on the Kenneth fire and some good news tonight, Rick.
Yeah, Mike, plenty of good news to pass along tonight. The Kenneth fire is out. There are firefighters back up in the canyon behind me. They are mopping it up at this point. The evacuation orders have been lifted, and I'm not sure if you can see the cars over my shoulder. They are streaming back in now. A lot of the residents returning home finally after hours being stranded out by the 101. Also, police have a man in custody tonight. They have determined that the Kenneth fire was deliberately set. Listen to the LAPD.
What we know right now is that the incident occurred, started here, and about 20 minutes, 30 minutes later, a suspect was detained over in Woodland Hills area by citizens.
So someone purposely set the Kenneth fire?
At this time, that's what we believe, yes.
Do you know how or why they did that?
That I don't know.
Is this a crime scene right now?
Yes.
So everything's closed off?
It's being investigated as a crime.
And apparently it was folks there in Woodland Hills that earlier today noticed this person acting suspicious and made what you might consider a citizen's arrest. Listen to one of the people involved in that.
My mom and I were sitting up in our backyard in the house here, and all of a sudden I hear a car come to a screeching halt, and the guy is running out saying, stop. Stop, drop what you're holding, drop what you're holding. And then next thing we hear is him yelling, neighbors, neighbors, he's trying to start a fire, call 911, call 911. My mom ran out in her bathrobe ready to fight the guy. And all of the neighbors started coming out, calling 911. We really banded together as a group. A few gentlemen in the neighborhood had detained him. They had surrounded him, gotten him on his knees, and then they got some zip ties, and my stepdad came out with some.
He ain't from here, bro. That ain't no American. That's not an American right there. That's not an American. That is not somebody that is born and raised here in the United States of America. Now, I can't say for sure, I can't make an official statement, but I'm just going to say in my opinion, using my context clues, that is not a person that is born here in the United States of America. Heads got to roll if that's true. If that's true, heads got to roll. Let me see if I can make anything more out of this.
Rope, and we were able to do a citizen's arrest and detain him until the police had arrived. He had a,
Stop talking, lady, so I can hear what he's saying.
Propane tank or a, it's a big yellow tank.
Nah, that's an illegal all day long. Let me see if I can get it bigger on the screen for y'all. Give me a second. I got y'all. I gotcha. We don't do no StreamYard over here, so it's a little bit different. You know what I'm saying? A little bit different. Let me see if I can blow this up. Give me a second. Let me work on it. Let's duplicate that. Oh, we gotta close that one out. All right, I got you.
Again, in the field with
he had a propane tank or a it's a big yellow tank, like a flamethrower basically. And the neighbor said that he saw the guy behind a van trying to light something on fire. The guy looked like he was in his mid-20s. He said that he had a blowtorch to smoke marijuana because he couldn't afford a lighter. He spoke a lot of Spanish, but did speak some English as well. We had some Spanish-speaking neighbors that were able to translate and help us out. He did seem in an altered state, though. We were just so happy that law enforcement came so quickly with such a huge response. They came from all sides just in case the guy tried to get away, and it really was a valiant effort. They did their due diligence, and I hope the detectives can put this case to rest.
Yeah, that's the problem. That's a massive problem. That's a huge problem over here in the United States of the Americas. But we are free for all. We are free for all. Remember when they kept telling us, all of these politicians and Kamala Harris and Eric Adams and Mayor Mohawk over there in Chicago and Mike Johnson in Denver and Karen Bass and all of those people? Remember when they kept telling us, hey, man, listen. Let me look this up. Remember when they was they kept trying to convince us that we didn't know what we was talking about? Hey, listen, don't worry about it, guys. Only arrest and get rid of the people that is going to commit a violent crime. How many violent crimes do they have to commit before we get them up out of here? That's all I'm asking. How many violent crimes, how bad is the crime before we decide that we want to get them up out of here? That's all I'm asking. Eric Adams, Johnson, This is insane, bro. This is absolutely insane what's happening. But it's not just that, but it's also looters that's trying to take over California too. Check it out.
Over 400 sheriff's personnel that are still actively deployed to the fires, in addition to our normal staffing for patrol-related functions throughout the county of Los Angeles. Deputies continue to assist our residents with evacuations. They are performing a lot of humanitarian missions. So many stories to share, don't have time right now. Providing food and blankets to people, rescuing people who, unfortunately, did not evacuate when they were asked to. So you've heard it over and over up here.
This is a letter that they signed. No, that's not the letter. Let me go find an actual letter. Give me a second.
A lot of the stories of heroic actions by our deputy sheriffs, police officers, or firefighters, a lot of them are taking place from people who did not choose to evacuate, putting their own lives at risk. So please, if you're asked to evacuate, evacuate, because it's not only your life you're putting in danger. We continue to conduct roving patrols, manning hard road closures, providing security in evacuation areas to prevent anyone who may be tempted to engage in criminal behavior like looting.
There's the letter for you guys. All right. No, I like to be a man of my word. On October 28th, 2023. Thank you for your ongoing partnership, President Biden, regarding immigrants entering United States via the Southwest border. We, in particular, the mayors of Chicago, Denver, Houston, and Los Angeles, and New York City, write to share our appreciation for the supplemental appropriation you have proposed to help our communities navigate the support of new arrivals. It's amazing. We are also grateful for the work you have done to expand work authorization for both Venezuelans who arrived before 731 and CBP and CPB1 entrance, which will provide those populations meaningful access to work. While these courageous actions represent critical steps, first steps, we believe additional action is needed and believe as mayors leading many of our most affected cities, we can be helpful in partnering and identifying solutions. Amazing. They wanted additional federal funding. They wanted to accelerate the approval of work authorization and adjudication for eligible participants, requesting an additional $5 billion at that particular time to cover expenditures. Dramatically increase work access authorization. Adopt the collaborative federal approach around coordinated entry. They wanted to justify the entry of more people into the country. And let's see who the people were that, you know, I always like to just go back to this occasionally because when I was covering it back then, nobody was on it. But then when everything started to pop off, when the whole election thing came over, then everybody wanted to jump on it. And now that we're talking about forest fires and you can be distracted by something completely different, they act like we don't have a foundation to go back to why we in this position in the first place. Oh, wow. Brandon Johnson, his signature. Karen Bass, Los Angeles mayor. Wasn't just her. Mike Johnson over in Denver. Sylvester Turner, who is no longer the Houston mayor, I believe. And Eric Adams, New York City mayor. Let's focus on Karen Bass right now. In a way, it kind of is interesting to me because I have to say that this is the thing that you guys voted for. It's hard for me to feel sorry for the people that voted a diversity, equity, and inclusion candidate into office, along with Gavin Newsom, J.B. Pritzker, Kathy Hochul, and all of the rest of these politicians that basically allow for your city to be burnt to the ground and also has given the people tools to do so that's not even supposed to be here. It's amazing to me. Amazing to me. Isn't it crazy that we're looking at this letter from all of these Democratic mayors that work with the Biden administration to make sure that you guys can successfully give people with blowtorches an opportunity for them to burn your whole city to the ground. I told you. This is not something that you should have taken lightly. Y'all sit here and y'all complain and y'all whine about why we not leaving our borders open, and now you ain't got no home. You sat there and whined. Karen Bass is definitely a DEI hire. You sat there and you whined about why we shouldn't leave our borders, or why we was, you know, shouldn't leave the borders open. Don't build another inch of border wall. Now you got Jesus over here burning down your whole city. Now your whole city is only 3% contained. Amazing. Amazing. Now you got looters running in your house.
Was mentioned earlier before by the supervisor, and I'm going to make this crystal clear to everybody out there. Over last night and this morning, we are up to 20 individuals who chose to go into our areas and deprive these poor people who have been through so much of their property. Absolutely unacceptable. And I'm going to give direction to our department members. As you know, when we have an evacuation order by law, if you remain in that area, you are guilty of a misdemeanor. If you commit certain crimes, it could jump up to a felony. I'm going to be asking our employees to start enforcing that. That is very different than a curfew. Why? Because it's 24/7. I don't have to wait for the sun to go down or the sun to come up. If you are in one of these areas and you do not belong there, you are going to be subject to arrest. I hope that is as clear as I can make it, because our first choice isn't to do enforcement. It's not to make arrest. It's to help people.
Hey, California is on fire in more ways than one. The wildfires was just the beginning. Any natural disaster, wildfire, arson, something where everybody is trying to save lives, when you start to see them say, we're diverting all of our resources to putting out fires and saving lives, understand that the criminals is going criminal. The criminals is going criminal. Because it ain't no police presence. Police is focused on getting everybody to safety. And now the criminals is able to run rampant and do what they want to do when they want to do it. Now they looting y'all homes. They beating y'all faces in. They got your chick tied up in the basement. They going to holler at their ops. California is under purge advisory right now, if you're asking me. California is under purge advisory at this point. The movie The Purge, that's California right now. And it's going to get worse before it get better. I'm trying to tell you, it's going to get worse before it gets better. I don't know what the gun laws are in California. I know that we can carry here in Michigan. And I know that we got CPLs on top of that. Gird up. All of my single ladies, the ones that said, I don't need no man. Gird up. All of my single ladies that said that I don't need no man, you're going to find out today. I'm warning you, Q. Like he said on Juice, I'm warning you, Q. Pac said that to Omar Epps. I'm warning you, Q. I'm warning you. For all of y'all that thought that you didn't need a strong male presence in your life and you got 10 kids by 4 baby daddies, go ahead and get your forks out to stab somebody. If they break into your house, do what you got to do. Make it shake. Let me read some of these super chats. Y'all gun laws is trash over there in California. Y'all might get arrested for stopping somebody from coming in your house. Wow, that's crazy.